אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading
עמוד 801 את המאמר
from the writings of בעל הסולם, the introduction to the study of 10 ספירות. We continue from item 145. You can send questions to Sriva Tova or Kabla TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yeah, we understand that this introduction is very deep, very expansive. It actually encompasses the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and of course we can't grasp it all at once. But not in our minds or in our hearts, but to recognize and as we come back to it every now and again, we will see to what extent we're ready to understand it, to grasp it, to absorb it, and then we'll advance in this way. But this introduction is like a gauge, a meter for measuring to what extent we have already some inclusion in the spiritual system. Go ahead.
145. Know that because of the clothing of the Torah and the three discernments of reality, world, year, soul, and their existence in this material world, produce the prohibitions tum'ah and blemish found in the revealed Torah. It has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah, and the Creator are one. But in great concealment, because these material dresses are the wings that cover and hide him. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world, year, soul, and their existence in the three upper worlds called Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Chokhmat HaKabbalah. Shuv. V'teda, shebchinat itlabshut HaTorah.
Know that because of the clothing of the Torah in the three discernments of reality, world, year, soul, and their existence in this material world, produce the prohibitions tum'ah, impurity, and blemish found in the revealed Torah. It has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah, and the Creator are one. But in great concealment, because these material dresses are the wings that cover and hide him. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world, year, soul, and their existence in the three upper worlds called Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah.
In other words, of course, now too, we are in some reality that the Creator creates in us. And this is called this world, the material world, the world of asiya, doing, a world of actions. And because of it, we don't really see where we are. Where we truly are. But revealing the Creator in higher worlds than our state is called Yetzira, Briya, Atzilut. There we are already discovering the Creator and revealing the Creator on those degrees of the worlds, Yetzira, Briya, and Atzilut, is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. So engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah means connecting among us to such an extent that we begin to resemble the Kli of Adam HaRishon. And in this way, to begin according to the equivalence of this Kli with the Creator, with the upper light, to begin to reveal the Creator in our corrected Kli, which we create in the connection between us, as we rise above our will to receive, and to the extent that we rise above our will to receive, to the extent that we can be as one man with one heart in the ten, so we begin to reveal the upper force, which is then revealed to us in the ten, in ten sefirot. And then it's considered that we are engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Simon Agir.
How does a person grasp the concept time in this world as compared to a Kabbalist? What is time in spirituality?
Time in spirituality is the number of actions that a person does. The number of actions, not the time, the chronological time that runs according to your watch, which is dependent on nothing. But spiritual time is the number of actions, spiritual actions, in order to bestow, that a person does. Meaning it's possible that you haven't done any spiritual work, and therefore you haven't lived one second in spirituality. That's it. You haven't been born. You still don't exist. Because spiritual time is something that a person determines. A person determines the frequency of time, the essence of time, and in corporeality, it's according to the astronomical time. PT 6.
What is world, year, soul?
World, year, soul are those discernments that we discern in each spiritual degree. By them, we can examine what we're doing, to what extent we are active.
That's it.
It's, those are the three coordinates, discernments. PT 10.
PT 10, yes?
In Simon.
PT 10, no question?
From you?
There's no red mark. Do you hear me?
We hear you.
What is the concept as one man in one heart?
It is a sign that we are in one desire, although it contains many desires, but they are all different desires. In each one there are different desires, and we can't do anything about it. But we have to be directed toward one direction. So each one in his own desire connects to the others through the common intention with everyone. And then it turns out that every ten is like ten sefirot. But out of all those ten sefirot, we connect the intentions, and those intentions are all aiming for the Creator. That's the meaning of being as one man with one heart. Of course we don't have one heart, but one intention from ten hearts.
But we never attain it, because we only need to yearn for that point.
We do attain it, the end of correction. Why not? And along the way, we also attain part of it. Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Asiriya Olamit.
Morning Rav, World Kli, World 10. I want to ask you, Rav, what is the meaning of the world of Asiya? You said it's the world of matter. Can you not attain the Creator on that level?
No. Attaining the Creator begins in the world of Yetzirah. This is what he says here. Sometimes we hear different definitions, but basically this is the correct one. The world of Asiyah is the world where we are here, and the world, the spiritual world, is the world of Yetzirah. Well, it's for the time being. It doesn't matter to us. What difference does it make to us? When we attain, we will attain.
Can you define it as the period of preparation?
Yeah, that's correct. PG 25.
No, Shlomo.
Shlomo, come on.
אני לא יודע מה קורה עם הגלקסי.
I don't know what's going on with this galaxy or what. That all of a sudden there are these malfunctions.
משה, בוא נעשה.
These breakdowns. All right, Moshe, let's continue.
Item 146. Thus, the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah are one and the same. Yet while a person receives from providence, from a providence of concealment of the face, and the Creator hides in the Torah, it is considered that he is practicing the revealed Torah. In other words, he is incapable of receiving any illumination from the Torah of Yetzirah, not to mention from above Yetzirah. And when one is granted the revelation of the face, he begins to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the dresses of the revealed Torah themselves were purified for him, and his Torah became the Torah of Yetzirah, called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Even for one who is granted the Torah of Atzilut, it does not mean that the letters of the Torah have changed for him. Rather, the very same dresses of the revealed Torah have purified for him and became very pure clothes. They have become like the verse, "Your teacher shall no longer hide himself, and your eyes shall see your teacher." At that time, they become as he, his life, and his self are one.
In other words, our world, as we said, is a world where we don't attain. It's only the preparation period. We don't attain spirituality, and therefore we don't engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but in preparation for it. And from the world of Yetzirah begins attainment. This is how we elevate ourselves to the revelation of the face. It's all done by rejection, by going above ourselves. It's not something we want to do. But what we want to do is to bring contentment to the Creator, and this is why we do it. And should the revelation of the Creator come without our wanting to bring contentment by it, we will not want to accept it. In other words, we maintain the separating masach, separating screen, so that all of our work will truly be in order to bestow. Moshe, read it again.
Again, item 146. Thus, the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah are one and the same. Yet, while a person receives from a providence of concealment of the face, and the Creator hides in the Torah, it is considered that he is practicing the revealed Torah. In other words, he is incapable of receiving any illumination from the Torah of Yetzirah, not to mention from above Yetzirah. And when...
In other words, he engages in what is revealed to him and not in what is hidden. And therefore, we talk about how what we're doing now is seemingly called the revealed Torah. And you could say otherwise, that what is not revealed and should be revealed in the world of
Yetzirah,
that part we call the revealed Torah, the part that is revealed. And what is now actually hides the Creator from us. So what we are engaged in now will be called the concealed Torah. Yes?
אז מתחיל לעסוק בחוכמת הקבלה. היות ולבושי התורה הנגלית בעצמם נזדקחו בעדו. ונעשתה תורתו...
To make matters somewhat clearer, I will give you an example.
ואפילו הזוכה לתורה דאצילות...
Even one who is rewarded with the Torah of Atzilut, it does not mean that the letters of the Torah have changed for him. Rather, the very same dresses of the revealed Torah that have purified for him became very pure clothes. They have become like the verse, your teacher shall no longer hide himself, and your eyes shall see your teacher. At that time, they become as he, his life, and his self are one. Rav.
לא שומעים רב.
בולגריה.
בולגריה.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Здравствуйте.
Hello, Raf.
Мы находимся в свет Асия и не ощущаем творца.
We are in the light of Асия. We don't feel the Creator. What's preventing us? What's stopping us along the way?
We are in the world of Asiyah, and we still haven't been rewarded with the revelation. And what sustains us is the Creator, who has given us a desire to nonetheless yearn for Him. How does He do it? We don't feel it, but He shines on us. This illumination, this tiny projection, radiation that attracts us. We don't detect it, we're not aware of it, but it attracts us. We can't let it go. We can't leave it. In order to give us more participation in approaching Him, the Creator sometimes intensifies this illumination and sometimes diminishes it, dims it. Through these actions of shining more or less, we are in a spiritual ascent or descent. Until we, through the society, try to come to a state where we don't really mind whether we are in ascent or descent spiritually, as long as we are in a kli that's beginning to act toward the Creator in return. And in this way, we come to build the kli. And then the Creator shines more or less, and we don't mind. We put a tzimtzum on that, a restriction, and say, I don't care how much He illuminates or doesn't illuminate, as long as I'm connected to the friends in order to give Him contentment. And I give Him contentment regardless, specifically regardless of how much He shines, and even if He doesn't shine on me, I want to bestow upon Him. In this way, we begin to acquire a masach, the ochozer, the reflected light, approaching the Creator not to the extent that He shines on me, so I'm dependent on His light. Rather, I'm dependent on my friends, and together we can give back to Him, bestow upon Him. This is how it works. Who else do we have here? PT25.
Good morning. You touched in your explanation before and also now, but he says that the world of Asiyah is not included in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but our correction, our advancement begins from below up. Why is it not included?
It's included, but not in such a way that we are aware of it, that we feel it. We don't actually activate it.
Pity Young.
Pity Young.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav, what does it mean that a person receives from the providence of the concealment of the face?
That he doesn't know who's working on him, he doesn't recognize for whom he is working, but he's got, there is still some connection here, but the connection is unclear. It's called concealment of the face. It's still not complete detachment, as we have, say, between me and someone out there, I don't know, who lives in Australia. Right? It is that still I feel that I have a connection with him, but that connection is not clear, not revealed, and this is why it's called that. There is double concealment, single concealment, and then one disclosure and double disclosure. There are types of connection between a person and the Creator.
And what's the purpose, the goal of that stage of concealment of the face?
To add labor. We should always, in every situation, look for ways to add more labor. North America won. North America won.
Rav, my question is, how can we discover the hidden qualities of the teacher and use those qualities to help each friend in the ten?
When we come to the revealed, to the revelation, everything that is concealed will be revealed, and not before. And what is hidden now is only in order to awaken us, to incite us, or stimulate us to reveal. He'll soon talk about it. Germany 2. All right, they're asleep. What's a group of two people? I can't dedicate time to a group of two people. Okay? Tel Aviv 10.
What is the meaning when it's written, he and his life and his self are one?
He and his name are one.
He and his name are one. Thank you.
All right, Moshe, let's continue.
147. To make the matter somewhat clearer, I will give you an example. For example, while one was in concealment of the face, the letters and the dresses of the Torah necessarily hid the Creator. Hence, he failed due to the sins and the mistakes he had committed, and at that time he was placed under the punishment of the crass dresses in the Torah, which are impurity, prohibition, and blemish. However, when one is rewarded with open providence and repentance from love, and when his sins become as merits, all the sins and the mistakes he had failed in while being under the concealment of the face have now shed their crass and very bitter clothes and have clothed in the garments of light, mitzvah, and merit. This is because the same crass clothes have turned into merits. Now they are as clothes that extend from the world of Atzilut to Bria, and they do not cover or hide the teacher. On the contrary, your eyes shall see your teacher. Thus, there is no difference whatsoever between the Torah of Atzilut and the Torah of this world, between the wisdom of Kabbalah and the revealed Torah. Rather, the only difference is in the person who engages in the Torah. Two may study the Torah in the same portion and the same words, but to one, this Torah will be as the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Torah of Atzilut. While the other, it will be the Torah of Asiya, the revealed.
כן. טוב, נו, נשמע טורקי 3.
All right, so let's hear Turkey 3. Turkey 3.
Hi, Rav. A question from a friend in our group. He's asking, what prevents us to see in Yetzirah still we are in this world?
What prevents us is only the connection. We don't have a kli, a vessel. A light shines, but we don't have a kli. We're not connected enough for this light to work inside the kli when we are connected and give us a sensation of the light. The kli, the connection between us, has to be similar to the Creator to some extent. And we're not resembling ourselves to the light even on the first degree of connection between us. This is why we can't feel the light that shines on us. The only problem is in the connection between us. This is why we have no other way to succeed other than to work on the connection. Until love your neighbor as yourself is as clear to us as the principle of creation, and it'll be clear why the Creator created the desire and broke it in the sin of Adam HaRishon, and all those other things, only in order to reveal that state of disconnection and connection.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, вот он здесь пишет, что грубые одеяния вот в нашем мире.
Yeah, he writes here.
Одеяниями мира Ацилута.
Those crass clothing in our world become the clothing of the world of Ацилут and Брия. They become merits. How does it happen? It looks like it's the same pictures. How do they get inverted?
The more a person has difficulty attaining spirituality, but doesn't let go and keeps going forward all the time and goes through many years, many discernments, many problems, but doesn't quit, he, by that, attains a greater avyut, thickness, higher, and in his unique soul, he then attains the Creator completely. So it turns out that he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself, greater than others. This is why it's more difficult for him. He doesn't understand. He doesn't feel. He begins together with everyone else, and they run forward. They understand. They feel. They're softer. They're more. But he barely understands what it's about. It takes many, many years, and who knows, it might take 30 or 40 years before he begins to grasp what's going on. Because when the upper light shines on him, he has to go through all of his thickness in order to move his heart. And then a person begins to respond. So it turns out that it's actually the great Kabbalists who later attain the high degrees. It is very difficult for them to achieve the first spiritual attainment. They have a big problem compared to others. Others might attain more quickly, but they don't reach higher. They remain on the lower levels. So it's actually the person who has difficulty advancing, understanding what is love of friend, what do they want from me, what for, what's the connection between loving the friends and loving the Creator, where is He and where are they, what do they want from us? All those questions are the ones that actually speak about, or indicates, point to a high soul. And a person has to keep going forward, overcome, and be patient, but then he attains. Whereas those who accept it as such and go, fine, all right, we'll do it, no problem. Normally, they have a small soul, light. They have a light soul. They attain spirituality quickly, but in a light way. It doesn't really elevate him upwards, very high upwards. Although afterwards everyone connects, and it becomes a common kli. So what I'm trying to say is that those people for whom it's very difficult to feel, understand what it's about, but they can't let go of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is a sign that they have a high soul. And don't compare one with the other, how much they succeed and I'm not. It is completely unimportant. Each one should correct his own soul. If I don't quit and keep going, in the end, by this specifically, I will succeed.
In our work, there are different states, different friends, and you're saying, I don't let go. But here, it's not only this state of still, of holding on. You should also add on our own.
A person studies, he organizes something, he engages in something. But as much as he can, everything in your power is to do, do it. Okay.
Tov.
Okay.
As Natanya.
So Natanya.
What's the difference between Torah v'Atzilut and Torah v'Asiyah?
When we reach Atzilut, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference in revelation of the Creator, the extent of His revelation to the soul of the person, as much as a person prepared his soul, meaning his kli, his connection with the friends, that he can reveal the Creator on the degree of Olam Atzilut. Meaning, the degree of Dalit, the fourth degree of the will to receive, when a person can overcome that egoistic part and connect with the others, that's called that he connected his kli, corrected his kli on the degree of Atzilut, and then according to that, he reveals the Creator. PT19.
He writes that the letters and the addresses of the Torah hide the Creator because He filled with their transgressions and sins.
Yeah.
How can you fail in these? What does it mean to fail in the transgressions and sins?
When you are given all kinds of desires that you can overcome and you don't, that's called that you fail. You have a lot of conditions like that, that you're just not shown those because you can't. But these that you were revealed, that's something you can.
So you overcome these? What does it mean to overcome?
To overcome means to ask for the masach to rise above them, the force to overcome. Even though you hate your friends, you're suffering from all kinds of things, you're asking from above to get the forces to overcome that in order to be connected to them. Everything is only towards a connection.
Tel Aviv 3.
נגיד שלי קל יותר להבין ולהסכים על החיבור.
I say that for me it's easier to agree for a connection. How can I help my friends with the high souls when I see that they're really going with the banging their head in the wall?
Connect to them, and as much as you can, work with them. You don't have to convince anybody. You just have to do what you're doing, and to be with them is an example. That's it.
But if they're not impressed of me,
you don't care about that anymore. You have to do what you are supposed to do. The result isn't on you. That's something the Creator will take care of.
Latin.
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 ¿Cómo una decena puede llegar a una percepción espiritual?
How can a ten can catch spirituality?
How can a ten catch spirituality? When it is connected. And they overcome, meaning the desire, even the smallest, but they overcome in order to be connected, they already start feeling spirituality. That's it. That there's a connection between them, so they already feel that the light flows through them and start to feel spirituality. The main thing is connection. We have to think of the Kli. The light is in complete rest around us, filling all of reality. Once the Kli already resembles the light, so the light is revealed in the Kli. The Kli will absorb it, it will feel it.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Привет, Гия.
Привет.
Hello, Gia.
Hello. Rav, if a friend, despite the disturbances on the one, on the other hand, you don't attain in the work, and he still doesn't let go, so he has to overcome this with a group. We can call this a prayer, and if he doesn't...
If a person overcomes all disturbances and still stays, so he's a great person, you have to respect him and take an example from him, yes? The main thing is not to let go. Don't let go. And it could be years. I have nothing. I don't understand what they're speaking about, what they're doing, but I don't let go. I'm with them together. And such people specifically succeed and become big Kabbalists. Kabbalists.
Зависит ли продвижение тяжелых душ от продвижения более легких душ?
Is the advancement of the thick souls depend on the finer ones?
Of course, that's something the Creator takes care of. He organizes the connection between the souls, how we're connected in the tent, how we advance. That's not our problem anymore. We just need to try to move ahead, move forward. Just not let go. It's written, anything but leave.
Beseder.
Okay.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rab. Ojalá pueda hacer esta pregunta. Podemos decir que solamente...
May I succeed in asking this question? Can we say that the only creation is man? And when we say we, they, the friends, me, etc., etc., we're merely speaking of Adam? As if one person and my actions are an extension or a result of actions that occur in this Adam in different places?
Yeah, more or less correct. Right, Moshe.
We're continuing in item 148. Now you will understand the truth in the words of the Vilna Gaon in the prayer book, in the blessing for the Torah. He wrote that the Torah begins with Sod, secret, meaning the revealed Torah of Asiya, which is considered hidden, since the Creator is completely hidden there. Afterward, in Remez, intimation, meaning that he is more revealed in the Torah of Yetzirah. Finally, one attains the Pshat, literal, which is the Torah of Atzilut. It is called Pshat, for it is Mufshat, stripped of all the clothes that conceal the Creator.
Meaning, the Kabbalists think like that, that concealment is the lower world, the revelation is the upper world, and all the degrees between them. All we have are 4 degrees to reach from the concealment, from a total concealment to revelation, the big, complete revelation. That's why we measure the world in such a way that the degree is 125 degrees, 5 worlds, until we reach Ein Sof. And that's all of our work, to rise from concealment to revelation, and do it only in connecting above our ego that was created especially for that. First, we overcome it, and then once we overcome it, we take it too with us and turn it into a viut. It's degrees when we rise above the ego. It's called the degrees that we raise Malchut to Bina. And that is called that we reach the degree of the non-complete righteous. And then in the middle, we continue the work in receiving in order to bestow, with the will to receive. And then we can go onward until we reach the correction of all of the desires in man in order to bestow. And then it's called the complete righteous. We study transgressions, mistakes, merits. We talked about all this.
No. Itafor.
Caro Rav, più mi connetto agli amici, più riesco a vedere e giustificare tutto quello che accade.
Dear Rav, I connect more to the friends. I see and I justify more what's going on in the world. And I accept the greatness of the Creator. Does that mean that we rise in the spiritual world?
Yes, of course. First of all, we need to understand that our state is always higher. Even though it seems to us that we fall in the left and not in the right. And each one's friend's inclination is greater than his. And we shouldn't think that we really fall, but we always rise in degrees. Only, we don't feel it yet, we don't understand, but don't be despaired. On the contrary, every day, you add in the light. That's it. Ashkelon 2.
This item, 148, there's a relation to Sod, Remez, and Pshat, and there's the matter of the Pardes, and we're missing Drush. Why is that?
I don't know. You scrutinize it. That's not what we're concerned about. Not that.
Check
all your texts. You know how to read. And you get by. 150.
We're skipping 149. And we're going to item 150.
Where were we, Moshe?
Rav, we were in item 149.
Oh, okay, so 149.
So we're in item 149. Once we have reached thus far, we can... provide idea and insight into the four worlds, known in the wisdom of Kabbalah by the names Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, of Kedusha, of holiness, and the four worlds, Abia, of Klipot, shells, arranged one opposite the other, opposite the Abia of Kedusha. You will understand all this from the above explanation of the four discernments of attainment of His providence, and the four degrees of love. First, we shall explain the four worlds, Abia of Kedusha, and we shall start from the bottom, from the world of Asiya.
This was just an introduction, now 150.
Item 150. We have already explained the first two discernments of providence of concealment of the face. You should know that both are considered the world of Asiya. This is why it is written in the book, Tree of Life, that the world of Asiya is mostly bad, and even the little bit of good contained in it is mixed with bad and is unrecognizable. Interpretation. From the perspective of the first concealment, it follows that it is mostly bad, meaning the torments and pains that those who receive this providence feel. And from the perspective of the double concealment, the good is mixed with the bad as well, and the good is completely indiscernible. The first discernment of revelation of the face is the discernment of the world of Yetzirah. This is why it is written in Tree of Life that the world of Yetzirah is half good and half bad. This means that he who attains the first discernment of revelation of the face, which is the first form of conditional love, considered a mere repentance from fear, is called medium, and he is half guilty and half innocent. The second discernment of love is also conditional, but there is no trace of any harm or detriment between them. Also, the third discernment of love is the first discernment of unconditional love. Both are regarded as the world of Bria. Hence, it is written in Tree of Life that the world of Bria is mostly good, and only its minority is bad, and that minority of bad is indiscernible. This means that since the medium is awarded one mitzvah, he sentences himself to the side of merit, and for this reason, he is considered mostly good, meaning the second discernment of love. The minute, indiscernible evil that exists in Bria extends from the third discernment of love, which is unconditional. Also, he has already sentenced himself to the side of merit, but he has not yet sentenced the whole world. Hence, a minority in him is bad, since this love is not yet considered eternal. However, this minority is indiscernible because he still did not feel any harm or detriment, even toward others. The fourth discernment of love, the unconditional love, which is also eternal, is considered the world of Atzilut. This is the meaning of what is written in the Tree of Life, that in the world of Atzilut there is no evil whatsoever, and there evil will not dwell with you. This is because after one has sentenced the entire world to the side of merit, too, love is eternal, complete, and no concealment or cover will ever be conceived, since there is a There is the place of the absolute revelation of the face. As it is written, your teacher shall no longer hide himself, and your eyes shall see your teacher. This is because now he knows all of the Creator's dealings with all the people, as true providence that appears from his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad.
But not because he sees what the Creator is doing with the created beings, and then he reaches that unconditional love, prinat dalet of love. But when he himself becomes above his reason, above his will to receive, so corrected in order to bestow, that then he sees as much as the Creator is in complete unconditional love. Rehovot.
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 Yes, I'm asking if you may draw a matrix of the two axes, the revelation of the face, and
we will need to go over this 150 in a more meticulous way. I always have a problem that I go through this introduction to the Ten Sefirot, because here people, because they don't grasp what is written about, it's not in their vessels, it's not in their emotional and intellectual perception. That's why there's a problem here. I will try to draw it and prepare it for tomorrow. For now, let's hear someone else, and maybe we'll go to the next part. PT
19.
What do they want?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, mister.
No.
Yes, I missed you. He's saying, you know, this sentence, I remember we had an argument about it a few years ago, and I told you that Baal Shalom says that the world of Asiya is not evil, and there is some good in it mixed with the bad. Can you tell me, why isn't it all good? Why is it all bad?
Wait. Each and every world has a certain avyut. And there's also a lower part and a higher part. More of youth, less of youth, more overcoming, less overcoming, and so on. That's why to be just like that in the world, it means nothing. But on what degree in the world are you? In Olam Asiya, you have such people that they are only starting to grasp onto the wisdom of Kabbalah and somewhat, and you already have some that are right before the exit to the upper world. That for them, the concealment, they already understand as much as it helps them advance.
So what does it mean that it's half innocent, half guilty? I don't understand that, the connection between the two. Half is good, half is guilty, half innocent. What does it mean?
That's what I said. It depends on what height of the world he's in.
Who, a person himself?
Of course, himself. Who else? There are no worlds on their own. It's all come towards the person.
And how does it work with the 10, or the thing the world is bad or good?
If the Syria, the 10, is one Kli, so it works towards them as one Kli, so the whole world is revealed in such a way.
May God help.
Yes, I'm thanking you that you don't want to continue, because this is a place that we do need to wait and advance. We also, tomorrow, we will be more prepared for this.
Germany.
What is this degree called? Your eyes shall see your teacher.
Gilui?
Revelation. Just revelation. And your eyes will see your teachers, yeah? That you raise yourself above the concealing masach, because on your own you have the concealing masach. That's called Tzimtzum Masach Eino Chozer. And then you reveal the Creator in your reflected light, as much as you want to bestow to Him, and don't think of yourself, and only think about Him. To that extent, you reveal Him. Okay?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
In the introduction to the book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam writes that Nefesh, the Nefesh of the world of Asiya, is a great attainment. Here we're saying that the ones who start studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, they attain the world of Asiya. And Briya and Yetzirah, can you explain this?
I can't scrutinize it because you're not in this nor that.
So where am I?
You're outside all of this. Yeah? That's one thing. The second, let other people ask. You asked like 50 times today.
PT 21.
PT
21.
In a different place, he wrote that the love of the Creator is in the love of friends. What passes friends from love of others to love of the Creator?
One clothes in the other. I can't reveal the Creator's attitude or His love towards me only in my attitude towards the friends and the friends towards me.
What extends the love between us to the love of the Creator?
That's the Kli, and that's the light. The connection between us is the Kli. The connection with the Creator is the light.
How can we extend the connection between us on so we will reach the Creator?
I don't understand.
How to extend the love of friends between us so we can reach the Creator?
If you come out of yourself into the friends, so you discover in the friends the Creator. In that Kli, you reveal the Creator. Okay? Okay. What else do we have to do today?
We have the Freedom article, Rav.
Oh, come on.
So let's move on to the next part, but first have a tune.
Lie, 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 lie.